The other sort of related question, and you know, we like to survey investigators to kind of get a quantitative look at how we see things. And most of them, again, kind of are not that excited about using the combination outside of trial setting in non-small cell. But then their thoughts change a lot when they talk about small cell.
Yeah.
You agree?
I do. I think that in small cell, the response rate was double with the combination, and for reasons I'm not sure of, was actually somewhat low to monotherapy, with a response rate sort of just hovering around 10%. And so for a disease in which the biology is particularly aggressive and options with durable benefit are very few, I can understand wanting to take your best shot at it.
Do you see either monotherapy or combination therapy getting approved in small cell?
I think so. I think that's part of the reason that the CheckMate 32 study did a randomized cohort in which patients were prospectively compared between monotherapy and combination to be able to inform the degree of benefit from the combination. And I hope that that can be a platform for FDA approval.
What do we know right now? We were talking about prior autoimmune and immune adverse effects. What do we know about paraneoplastic syndromes in small cell and checkpoint inhibitors?
That's a great question. I'm not sure that there's great sort of individual case reports or anecdotes to really inform it. My guess is that they can get worse with these sort of therapies. And I think there's probably a handful of cases who've had severe toxicities. In the CheckMate 32 study, there was a patient who died of myasthenia gravis, for example. And sort of extrapolating from another population, those with thymic tumors, it does seem like there's an increased toxicity risk in those patients, probably because the immunotherapy is modulating that paraneoplastic syndrome.